It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey, along with Joe Hawk. Joe, we're out here at Shoreline for the 2016 Vance Warped Tour, and we're very excited right now because we're talking to a member of a band that we've been wanting to come see, specifically.
Yeah, and then we actually caught the tail end of their set this morning because we didn't know they were going first.
Whoops.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're here with Mark from Atreyu.
Howdy.
Yeah. So, how's everything going so far?
Awesome.
Yeah, nice little time off now that you went pretty much when doors are open and only half the crowd, or I should say a quarter of the crowd, was in.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing with the schedule because you don't know when you're playing till like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
So there's no way you can prepare for it. There's no way you can like text your family or friends or let people know. So mm-hmm. you just wake up and figure it out.
Yeah.
And I just happened to get extremely drunk last night at a barbecue. So I woke up at, you know, 9, whatever, like, hey, we got to play in like an hour and 10. I'm like, oh,
well, no, that's the thing.
It's all like, right, give me a beer.
Yeah.
Who do we need to talk to? Because you're one of the bands that we came out here to see. We didn't realize you're going to be opening up today.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason. I think you can request once to play after a certain time, or like never before or after a certain time.
Really?
So tomorrow we play Pomona,
yeah,
and we were like, don't play us before 2, or put us before 2, because we just want, you know, like, that's our hometown show.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, funny story, 11 years ago when we played Warped Tour, mm-hmm. both the local shows, and one in Ventura, one in Pomona, mm-hmm. we played 11 both times.
Wow.
We were just like, are you kidding, guys? Like, do you hate us?
Yes.
What the f***?
No, man. Well, no.
So we're sorry it happened. This is the only time it happened for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're glad
there
we got
was still
to
a lot of people there, and they had
absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot. Yeah, a lot of fun. And so for you guys, how many Warped Tours is this for you now?
This is our second total.
Second? Okay. Yeah. So do you guys feel like you're kind of like the veterans of this tour?
Yeah, that's what we didn't really know what to expect, to be honest, because, I mean, 11 years ago when we did it, the big guns were like, you know, Pennywise, Offspring, Mill and Colin, you know, all that sort of stuff. And bands like us, Avenged Sevenfold, Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, like, no one had really heard of them yet.
Yeah.
All of us were still coming up at that time. So it's strange on this one to be that, because we're the oldest band on our stage by far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's still like Yellow Card, they've done an infinite amount of Warped Tours, and mm-hmm. Newfound and all these people that are old as well, but like, we've had a lot of young bands and a lot of like very big bands these days come up to us and be like, yo, we love we're band so much, like, we wouldn't be a band without you. Like, we covered, you know, Lip Gloss and Black back in the day, and we're like, what, like, seriously, like, guy from Sleeping with Sirens, like, okay, like, all right, man, thank you, that's cool.
Nice.
So it's been weird, but really, really not like flattering it or like boosting an ego or anything, but it's just we didn't know that they would be like that. So it's just really like, it's just really humbling. Like, oh, that's cool that we had a hand, I guess, in making you guys do your thing.
Well,
like, that's an honor.
Also, this is your first Warped Tour since being back from your guys' hiatus.
Yeah.
So what's it like for you guys after being apart for a few years to come back and play for this audience?
I mean, I love it. I love playing Warped Tour. I love just the energy and the excitement and the crowd and just the, like, the people. I really do enjoy it. There's some parts of it, like with the scheduling, or like, you know, it's so hot everywhere, but not in lovely Northern California.
No, I know.
It's a dream today.
I know. It's earlier this week, it was really hot and it cooled down by
last weekend
Thursday
too.
And Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is perfect weather.
It's wonderful.
Nice.
So, no, I really do enjoy this. So.
Awesome. So, what did you do during your time away from the band?
Me personally, I'm much better at art than I am music.
Really?
So, I filmed a movie in Scotland, Chernobyl, and Iceland with my buddy, and then I filmed a different movie in Ethiopia. I worked as like a lead merch designer for a merch company for a while.
Wow.
I did a lot of CD artwork. I traveled around to Scotland and a lot of places a bunch. I remember what it was like to have friends and family and be stationary for a little bit.
Aside from your
bandmates. I just made as much art as I could and just hung out. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, cool. Can you drop the names for the movies that you made?
One of them is called Hinterlands, but it's not out yet. It's, I don't know if it ever will be because it's not like a budgeting or anything. It's just my best friend that we did it. And he's like now as a kid and he gets always filming like random commercials and movies and sort of stuff. So he just has no time.
Okay.
And then the second one is called People of the Delta. It was an Ethiopia one. And it's like a narrative that's based on what this, wonderful photographer directed it and wrote it named Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
And he'd been to Ethiopia and these tribes in southern Ethiopia for a while and built relationships with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote a narrative about their personalities and made them, these people that have never seen movies, be the leads in this movie.
Yeah.
And it was like this juxtaposition between these two different tribes, one that has like wood and water and everything that they need, and then one that's just desolation.
Really?
With wow. like they're just fighting with these other people over the wall, over yeah. the lake. And this is all that's real. So he wrote it into the narrative. It's really cool. It's called People of Delta.
Yeah, really cool.
It was an honor to work on it.
Yes. So what is next for you guys after this tour? Like, what are the plans for the rest of 2016?
We're taking a little break. I'm going to move to Germany.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm stoked. A lady.
Okay.
Yeah, it's delightful. So I want to go live there.
That's a little bit of a reverse. Instead of a mail order bride, a mail order husband.
Yeah,
or?
In a way, yeah. Strange, huh?
That's nice. Cool. What part of Germany?
It's lucrative, you know. Near Frankfurt.
Oh, cool.
In Darmstadt, yeah. So I'm stoked.
So we can call
I'm not
up.
From California, so oh. I'm just kind of like, I love California, but I've lived here for now 14 years or something, mm-hmm. 15 years, so it's like, I can go over there, I can live there for a few years, and then we definitely want to come back. Absolutely. And I'm from Alabama, so we want to go back to Alabama eventually.
Cool.
So, yeah,
nice.
I'm stoked. And then we go to Australia with Bullet from Valentine and Kane Hill in October.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So,
now, please excuse me, I'm just, you know, brain farting. Were you in the video for Right Side of the Bed?
At yes.
That okay, so perfect. I would love to ask you. So, I'm a big wrestling fan, and I know the Bella Twins were in there, and also.
Honestly, I have no idea who the Bella Twins are.
Really?
Besides they were in that video.
That's fine.
I didn't know
that's
that they're
fine.
Famous now. I just
that's
heard
fine.
Actually heard earlier today that they are wrestlers or something.
Yeah.
And
they
have their own show called the Diva Twins or something.
Total Divas. But now they have a spinoff called Total Bella, I think.
Do they really?
I think, yeah.
That's
I had no idea.
Okay, see, I was going to ask, at the time, did you get to know them at all? Or they were just models?
No, I mean, they just came in and filmed their thing and then left. They were nice,
Okay.
Cool.
Nice. Oh, so I guess you just watch a lot of wrestling in general.
No, I don't watch wrestling or TV really.
Really? Just on the road so much?
Well, no, I mean I watch like certain shows, like I'll watch like Game of Thrones or you know, I want to watch Stranger Things when I get back, but I don't I don't ever just sit and channel surf.
Okay.
I don't even have cable at home.
Nice.
And I was never into wrestling.
Okay.
Except when I was a kid, no offense.
Exactly. No,
it's a rad sport. Never into
it. I'm same level. Like I try to keep up with him and our other co-hosts, but it's just too much for me sometimes.
Definitely entertaining though.
It is fun.
So for you guys, any plans for new music though? I mean, I know
we're gonna write another record in the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Yeah,
sweet.
So it'll be out. It's gonna be out, but we'll start recording maybe summer next year. I don't know.
Okay.
Cool.
It's all kind of a loose timeline right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But,
busy time for you.
Yeah,
so
we're gonna let Brandon go do. He's actually having a kid,
and
then they're gonna.
Nice.
He's gonna do some touring with Hell or High Water.
Yes.
Who are awesome. If you haven't heard them,
absolutely.
Yeah. And,
we got to see them last year at Aftershock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're really good.
There's so much.
Yeah.
I love. They have a lot of woeing in their song.
Yeah.
Whoa! Which
and
I told.
Their new record is awesome too. It's coming out in February or March or something.
Okay.
I don't know. So,
sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well. One of our coworkers, Chasta, couldn't be here right now. She just had a baby recently.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'll tell her that.
Yeah.
I keep saying thank you for her.
We're going to have to make a compilation of all the congratulations just for her.
So, well done, Chasta.
Yeah.
But so she likes to end the interviews with her almost famous question, which is, at the end of the movie, he asks, what does music mean to you? So I'll ask on behalf of her, what does music mean to you?
I have never had that question directed at me.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of the most integral things in my life.
Okay.
Like, all of the great moments of my life have been paired to a song.
Yeah.
I have music in my head at every point and every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Music has led me around the world. It's introduced me to people that I never could have even imagined I would have. And writing, it's pretty damn fun. So,
yeah,
it means everything, I guess.
Nice.
Like, I literally would be nowhere without music.
Absolutely.
That's f***ing wild to think of.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know. See, now I got you thinking. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Okay.
It's a good thought.
I know you're hungover right now. At least
no, actually, I'm okay.
Okay,
I'm good
cool.
now.
You're on the bus, like,
shower,
tonight, like, looking up the ceiling, like, oh,
what
son of a bitch,
is
still
music?
Thinking about it. Oh, there's the answer.
There.
Okay.
Well, listen, thank you so much for making the time today. We really appreciate it.
My
good
pleasure.
Luck with the rest of the tour.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Everything else.
We got one date left. We're at home tomorrow. So.
Awesome.
Oh,
perfect.
Cool.
And we'll look forward to seeing you guys next time you come through the Bay Area.
Awesome.
Hanging out. And
let's do it.
It was fun. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Cheers.
You,
thank you all.